Like spiritual cleanliness, physical cleanliness is also one of the fundamental tenets of Islam. A Muslim must at all times display the necessary scrupulousness and fastidiousness with regard to cleanliness, one of the observances made obligatory by our Lord. Believers are physically, spotlessly clean. The places where they live, their bodies and clothes are all immaculate. They seek to make their surroundings resemble the immaculately clean environment in paradise, as described in the Quran. Almighty God commanded Prophet Abraham to clean the Kaaba, together with his son Prophet Ishmael, for Muslims to worship in, and revealed the importance of cleanliness. We contracted with Abraham and Ishmael, purify my house for those who circle it, and those who stay there, and those who bow and who prostrate. Another reason why so much attention is paid to cleanliness in the Quran may well be its important influence on human health. It is well known, for instance, that washing is a very effective way of getting rid of static electricity in the body. In addition to the physical cleanliness that comes with washing, the stress and tension that build up in a person are also reduced. Therefore, washing has a therapeutic effect on a great many physical and psychological disorders, particularly with regard to stress and fevers. Moreover, the germs that cause disease multiply in dirty environments and pose a threat to human health. Another point emphasized by our Prophet with regard to cleanliness is the washing of the hands before and after eating. The hadith on this subject goes, Salman relates, I read in the Torah, the blessing of food is washing the hands and mouth after eating, it said. I told the Prophet, the blessing of food is washing them before and after eating, he said.